why don't you come, Parra? Backside, yes. So, Sam Bhagavan, Krishna, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam, we have many times explained the word Bhagavan. Bhagavan means six opulences, riches, and vaishajasya-samagrasya-vijasya, potency. Vijasa-jasasa, reputation. Beauty, jnana, knowledge, and vairagya, detached. When one is full with all these six opulences, he is God. So, people try to get the opulences. Everyone is trying, like Padma, Jnana, Yoga. But nobody can attain the opulences in full strength. That is not that. So, the simple definition of God is that one is in full six opulences, people. That has been analyzed by great country persons, including Lord Brahma, and it has been decided that all the six opulences can be found in Krishna. Therefore, Brahma degree is given there in the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Dadi Govinda Sarvakarana Kara. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Aham Hi Adi Devana. Maharshi Ramsa Khattar. So, that Supreme Personality of Krishna is giving us knowledge, the ultimate goal of knowledge, and the living entities, their body, field of activities. In this 13th chapter, it has been very thoroughly described. Although Krishna says it is samadhi, because they cannot be described in full. This body, how many bodies we have changed? Even in this life, we are changing our body. Every one of us, a little body of a child, then little grown-up body of a boy, then youthful body, then this old body. As we are changing body, dehina sringa sadehi kumaram devatam jara tata dehantara prat. Similarly, after giving up this body, I will have to accept another body. And there are 8,400,000 species of forms of body. According to our karma, we have to accept another body. Karmana daivane trena. By superior arrangement. He cannot say that I want this kind of body. God is not your order supplier. When you ask for it or don't ask for it, according to your karma, he'll have the next body. Karmana daivana, by this superior hand. If you work in this life like God, you get next life as God's body. And if you work in this life as a dog, then you get the next life as a dog. That is not in your hand. Pajitekkiramanani gunai karmani sarvas. Gunai, according to your quality, and you will walk, and prakriti, nature will give you a similar body. Otherwise, why do you find so many varieties of body? So many varieties, just like so many varieties of apartment. so many varieties of hotels, so many varieties of apartments. So you are appointed, you are put into an apartment or hotel according to the terms of your payment. That is called. So you cannot say everything is also equal. Cannot be equal. Because we are working under three qualities. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. If we work, field of activities, this body is field of activities. Nobody can work similarly because they have got field of activities different. My body is different, your body is different, you are acting according to your body. The hog is acting according to his body, the dog is acting according to his body. The president of some country is acting according to his body. So, we should have brain to understand that while there are different personalities and different activities, because there are different qualities. So, to organize human society, these qualities should be taken into consideration. We should divide. Just like in our body, we have got four departments. This head department, the arm department, the belly department, and the leg department. Everyone is working according to the departmental function. The brain is working differently. The office or the direction. The brain is giving the direction. Then my hand is moving, my leg is moving. There must be a directory department. In office also, there are board of directors, then secretary, then clerks, then menials, then servants, then chaplains. So, even in your body, this arrangement is there. How can we avoid? If you simply say that let there be all heads, that cannot be. Or let there be simply legs. There must be the heads, the legs, the hands, the belly. Similarly, the whole society should be divided into that. And they should work cooperatively. The central part, just like this head, legs, hands, they are working cooperatively for the benefit of this body, whole body. Actually, for the benefit of this brain. Because we are all working now for eating. Without eating, we cannot live. Then eating after sleeping, then mating, then defending. First there must be arrangement for eating. So, practically the stomach is the king of in this body really. The stomach. There is a story, Kulavendriyana, in the Hitopadesha, written by Vishnu Sarma. There was strife. All the hands, legs, eyes, they observed strife that this belly, the stomach is eating only, and we are working. So we shall not work. We shall not work. Stop working, just like nowadays, scratching goes. So they stopped working. And after a few days, all of them became weak because you are not eating the stomach. Then they arranged another conference. Why you are becoming weak? Then the fault was found out that because you are not giving to eat to the stomach. So all them agreed, well, let the stomach eat and let us work. So this is the nature's arrangement. The stomach will simply eat, and the hands and legs and eyes and muscles. Similarly, the central point is Krishna, God. God must simply eat. You must work. We are all part and parcel of my arms to you. It's like part and parcel of my body. You must work, and the stomach shall eat. So this Krishna consciousness movement is there. The Krishna is the central stomach. And you all work for Krishna. You are also benefited. The category is Krishna. We are all working for Krishna whole day and night. But we are not starving. We are not starving. We are getting Krishna's prasada, nice food stuff. So this cooperation should be. If you supply food to the stomach, the energy will be distributed to the hands, legs, fingers, eyes. And if you do not supply food, you cannot say that the finger, if they capture a nice treatment, and even non-cooperate, no, I shall not give to the stomach. I shall eat. He cannot eat. The finger cannot eat. It must give to the stomach and take the prasadam, energy. Then the fingers and eyes will give. So we must have. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is that you surrender to me. So if you surrender to God, and if we serve God, because we are part of Father, then we shall be happy. The energy will come from the center. That's like the energy is coming from the heart. Because, this is practical medically and scientifically, the energy is coming. As soon as the heart ends, everything stops. As the energy is there, because Ishara Sarvahutanam Ridvese, Arjuna Krishna. Ridvese, it is there. The Ishara, the Supreme Lord, as Paramatma, is situated within your heart. Now we find out if you have what means to see. But the situation is given, described in this chapter. Therefore, yogis, they try to find out God within the heart. Dhyanavasthita-tatagatena manasa pashyanti yam yogi. Yogi, those are yogis, transcendentalists. They are trying to observe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhyanavasthita, by meditation. That is real meditation. To focus the mind, to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. But who can see? That is also described in the Shastra. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu. Again, Ridayesu. Ridayesu. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena Santa, Santa, saintly person, being developed in Krishna consciousness, the love of Krishna. Premanjana, and smearing, the eyes with the ointment of love of Krishna. We can see Krishna, God, with these eyes, when it is anointed with the particular medicine which is called love of God. Premanjana Sarita Bhakti Vilokanena Santa, not ordinary man, Santa, advanced saintly person, Santa Sadaiva Pashyanti, where they see Hridayesu in their own heart. Santa Ridayesu, Pratyam. Jam Shyama Sundaram, Asinta Gunastha Rupam, Govindamadi Purusham, Tamam. Jam Shyama Sundaram. Krishna Dhanada may be Shyama Sundaram. He is blackish, but very beautiful. Generally, you don't like to see blackish people. But Krishna is so nice. Although he is blackish, he is Pandapa Koti Kamaniya. Barahavatam Samasitam Buddhasundaram. These are described in the Vedic literature. Always black is. He is more beautiful than millions and millions of cupids. Pandapa Koti Kamani. The Krishna is so beauty. That is his godliness. Because beauty is also. We don't like the Hira. Beautiful, the most beautiful. The most beautiful, Krishna is the most beautiful, Radharani is the most beautiful, couple, young couple. Our object of worship will see how nice Radharani, how nice Krishna. Beauty. Yes, where from? The beauty worship has come in this material world. Unless there is beauty in the original form, Krishna and Radharani. God cannot be Radha. Otherwise, why this duty worthy has come? It is Janmadasya Jataha, the Vedanta Sutra says, whatever you see within this world. There is only being. It is only reflection. It is only reflection. It's like in the mirror. There is reflection of your beautiful face. And it looks beautiful because the face is beautiful. If the face is ugly, the reflection is bad. So everything is there in God. Aham adhi deva. Another place Krishna says, matta sarvam pravardhate. Aham sarvatra prabhava. So Krishna is the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravardhate. Everything emanates from me. That is the answer to the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, Janmadrasya Jata. So the origin is there. The richness is there. The potency is there. The beauty is there. The riches is there. The knowledge is there. And the detachment is there. But see, here, in this material world, it is all created by God. But how much He is detached? He does not live within this material world. He lives in His own abode, in the spiritual world. In no attachment, although He has created. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya patavidam sarvam javat avvakta bhūtina. Mathani sarva bhutani naham tesu avastit. Krishna says, maya patamidam sarvam. Whatever you see, that is my expansion of energy. Just like the energy, sun is there in the localized place. And the energy, sunshine is distributed all over. But you cannot say, because I have in touch with the sunshine, therefore I am in touch with the sun. You are simultaneous. You are in touch with the sun, at the same time not touching the sun. Just like at the present moment, at night, we are not in touch with the sun. This is darkness. So, when we are not in touch with God, when we forget, and as soon as we understand that everything is the energy of the Supreme Lord, then immediately becomes in touch. And that can be done. Kriman Sridhita Bhakti Vilochani Santa Sadaiva Rivaru Sridhopan. Therefore Krishna says, iti chetraṁ tathāgyāṁ jñāṁ sūktaṁ samāsataṁ. My dear Arjuna, now I have expressed you in summary, not in detail. What is this body? Who is the knower of the body, proprietor of the body? Chitragam. And what is knowledge? And what is the object of knowledge? These things I have explained to you. So, Krishna is explaining everything. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can become fully in knowledge if you read Bhagavad Gita carefully. But you must have the qualification. If you are a rascal nonsense, you cannot understand. This is plain. Rascals and nonsense cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the first condition. When Bhagavad Gita talked to Arjuna, he said, Bhaktosi Sathasi Rastam Jita Uttamam. My dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you. This mystery of Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken long ago to the Son God, but now it is lost, because the parampara is lost. Because the succession is lost. Therefore, I am again speaking to you the same truth, so that from you people will understand what is Bhagavad Gita. So, why you have selected me, sir? I am an ordinary a military man, I know how to fight. I am not a Vedanti, neither I am a Brahmana. So why you have selected me? Because the spiritual knowledge is meant for the Vedantis, Brahmana, saintly persons. As for sannyasis, I am neither of them. And why you are selecting me? Bhaktoti! Because you are my devotee. This is the quality. Without becoming devotee, no rascal can understand when bhagavati. Again, the same thing is spoken there. Madhavakta itada vijjaya. I have explained everything in summary. But ma, only my devotee can understand. Not us. That is also concluded in the 18th chapter. One can understand God or Krishna. Bhaktyana bhavijanati. Javana jasyani papa. If you want to understand Krishna or God, then you have to become a devotee. Krishna does not say, Jnani, Karni, Jogi, they can understand. No. Jnani, what is the Jnani? Jnani, Bhutan, Jalmanaman, say, Gyanavanvan, Rupata. That is Jnani. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, when the value of your so-called knowledge, Samayivahikeva, it is simply waste of time. If you do not understand Krishna, you are still studying Vedic literature. You are very good students of Veda. That's not right. Have you understood Krishna? No, sir. Then it is useless. Useless waste of time. Because it is said, Vedasya sarvai ahameva vedam. If you actually understand Veda, then you must understand Krishna. Jnani, I am Jnani. What kind of Jnani? Simply speculation? Waste your time? This is not this, this is not this, this is not this. Meeting, vichar. This is one wisdom. Kevala bodha labdhai. That is confined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti mudapasate vibhu. Krishanti je kevala bodha labdhai. Kevala bodha, simply to understand. And you can take any insignificant thing, and if you want to speculate upon it, you can write volumes of books. And what is the use of such knowledge? Simply waste of time. But if by knowledge you come to the point of bhakti, how to surrender to Krishna, then your knowledge is perfect. Therefore, Krishna says that this knowledge to surrender unto me, how to surrender to Krishna, comes after many, many births. Bohunam janmanam ponte. We are taking births one after another. So in this way, not ordinary person. Ordinary person says, teacher, no knowledge. Then the next part may be cast dogs, drink, or anything else. Those who are in knowledge, Bhutam Vakshanti Sattvasva. Knowledge means those who are situated in the quality of goodness. Prakash, everything is clearly understood. That is knowledge. So they, persons who are actually knowledge, they are promoted to the higher priority system. Bhutam Vakshanti Sattvasva, Madhya Tishtanti Rajasa. You have no knowledge. Simply you are trying to enjoy the senses, as in this material world, everyone is busy. How to enjoy senses? Then you remain here. Madhya Tishtanti Rajasa. And if you are in darkness, neither you have knowledge, neither you have the capacity to enjoy this world, simply lazy and sleepy. That is the darkness. Then you become animals, trees, and other lower class of species of life. These three things are going on. Therefore, this knowledge means that to understand the absolute truth, that process is described. The jnanam, amanittam madam vittam khanti ajivam acharya upasanam bhakti mantra parishadam bhakti yogin jasi vati. So Darshanam. Everything is described. Krishna said therefore that iti khetram tathat jnana. I have described about this body and I have described about the knowledge and the object of knowledge. Everything I have described. But who is under that? That is also described here. Nala bhakta eta vidyamana. So that is the politics. Unless one is devoted, one cannot. So the politicians, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. This is simply misuse. The politicians, the scholars, the so-called scholars, they cannot understand. Naham prasa sarvasya yuga maya samadita. They cannot understand. You have to become a devotee, Bhagavad, devotee of Krishna. Not that, Deva Bhakta. Rather, I am Deva Bhakta. I am Bhakta of my wife. I am Bhakta of my country. No, no, you cannot answer. You get out. Bhagavad, Krishna Bhakta. It is clearly said. How these rascals try to explain Bhagavad Gita without becoming Krishna Bhakta? It is clearly stated. You have to become Krishna Bhakta. If you actually understand, if you want to understand Krishna Bhakta, then you have to become. So this Krishna consciousness movement is about this purpose. We are making propaganda to teach people how to become Krishna Bhakta. And then he can understand Krishna. And then as soon as he understands Krishna, he is liberated. Janma karma medikam chujana sitasta. Krishna is already explained. If you simply understand Krishna in truth, takta deham punarjanmanayati. He, after giving up this body, he doesn't have come to this material world to accept better than miserable body. Then what does he go? Mamayati. Takta deham punarjanmanayati. Mamayati. He comes to me. He comes to me. Madhbhava. Here it is also the same thing. Excellent. Madhbhakta etad vijnaya madhbhava upapaddhati. Madhbhava. My nature. What is that nature? Satchidananda vidraha. Ishara paramakrishna satchidananda vidraha. He has got a body which is eternal, sub and chit. Full of knowledge, such is that ananda, full of blissfulness. So, we are also searching after, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also trying to become eternal. We are making scientific improvements. How to live long? Nobody wants to die. That is also described previously. Jamamutti jaradvani dukkha dusana. Actually, we are making struggles, hard struggles, just to conquer over this miserable condition of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. But that is not possible. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, you can conquer when you get the same nature as of Krishna. Madhubhava upapaddhati. If you are able to acquire that nature, Satchidananda vigraha, then how it is possible? That is Madhubhaktya. Madhubhaktya etada vijnaya. These three things. What is this body? Who is the owner of this body? What is knowledge? What is the object of knowledge? If we understand these three things, then we can get revived our original position. We are also Satchidananda. But at the present moment, our vigraha, our body is deeper. This is subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. This we have to conquer. This is the problem. I don't want to die. Why death is imposed upon me? That is rascal, they have no brain. But I don't want to die. How I can escape this? It's like we are trying to escape disease. You don't want to be diseased. As soon as you become diseased, we go to the doctor, we take medical help, that cure my disease, cure my disease. Then why don't you go to a doctor who can give you relief from death? But they have no brain. The educational system is so rusted now that there is no brain. All over the world, there is no institution where people are being taught how to conquer our death. There is no such thing. Only the system consciousness movement is there. How to conquer our death? Janma mitru jarabhyadi dukkhatum sanudas. If one person is ignorant, if he is not, he should know what improvement we are needing. And Professor Einstein, big professor of science. Sir, what you have done? You will not die? No, I died. Then what is the improvement? What is your improvement? You have discovered atomic bomb, that's all. Death is there. So you have accelerated death. That's all. This is your qualification. People die, everyone dies, there's no need of atomic bomb. But you, as great scientists, have discovered atomic bomb so that a man who is not immediately to die, he will not die. This is our improvement. And they are very much proud. Scientifically advanced. First of all, discover that no more death than scientific. No more disease. No, we have got very good medicine for disease. That's all that. Stop disease. No, that is enough. Then what is the improvement? What is the improvement now? This is not improvement. Improvement means stop death. Stop disease. Stop old age. Stop birth also. There are so many contraceptive methods, birth control. It's still the population increases. Increases. So these are not solutions. Real solution is here. In the Bhagavad Gita. You get their knowledge, jnanam, jnanam, the object of knowledge, as it is stated by Bhagavad Gita, by Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, become his devotee, Vita Vijnana, then what is that? Manubhava Upapattati. Then, originally, we are part and parcel of Krishna, just like a part and parcel of gold is gold. It is not us or dust. It is gold. But when it is covered by something else, then it becomes something else. No. Similarly, we are also as good as Krishna because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Atinta Vidare. That is the philosophy of simultaneously one and divine. We are one with Krishna in this sense. By quality. As Krishna is Hasidananda, eternal life, blissful life, knowledge, full of knowledge. We are also like that. In minute quantity, not like Krishna. But there is the same quality. But now we are covered by this material energy. That Krishna is never covered. That is the difference between Krishna and ours. Although the quality is the same, but we are prone to be covered. But Krishna is not prone to be covered. Otherwise, why should you take lessons from Krishna? If he is also like one of us, then what is the use of taking knowledge from him? There is no use. But these rascals, they think that Krishna is like us. Abhujanam pimanumulam manasintanamasita. Because Krishna, by his causeless mercy comes down to teach you how to take you back to home, back to Godhead. Rascals think that Krishna is like us. Therefore, Krishna says, all these lessons in his passion can be assimilated, understood by my devotee, Madhvakta, Ritavvijnana, and therefore, they are eligible to get back his original consciousness. Madhava Upapadva. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.